Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 19, Text Number 29, 999. Canto 9, Chapter 19, and Text Number 29. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namas Tubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedase Sarva Bhuta Divashaya Santaya Brihate Namaha. Namas Tubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedase Sarva Bhukta Divasaya Shantaya Brihate Nama. Namastubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedase Sarva Bhukta Divasaya Shantaya Brihate Nama. Namastubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedase Sarva Bhuta Divashaya Shantaya Brihate Nama. Shantaya Ladies, Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances Tubhyam unto you, Bhagavate, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudevaya, Lord Vasudev, Vedase, the Creator of everything. Sarva Bhuta Divashaya, present everywhere, within the heart of every living entity, and within the atom also. Shantaya, peaceful, as if completely inactive. Brihate, the greatest of all. Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances. Translation: O Lord Vasudev, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are the creator of the entire cosmic manifestation. You live as the super soul in everyone's heart, and it's smaller than the smallest, yet you are greater than the greatest, and are all-pervading. You appear completely silent, having nothing to do, but this is due to your all-pervading nature and your fullness in all opulences. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Translation, please repeat. O Lord Vasudev, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are the creator of the entire cosmic manifestation. You live as the super soul in everyone's heart and are smaller than the smallest. Yet you are greater than the greatest and are all pervading. You appear completely silent, having nothing to do. But this is due to your all-pervading nature and your fullness in all opulences. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. How Devayani became self-realized by the grace of her husband, Maharaj Yayati, is described here. Describing such realization is another way of performing the bhakti process. Sravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam bandhanam dasyam sakyam atma nivedanam. Hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and pastimes of Lord Vishnu. Remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming His servant, considering the Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto Him. These nine processes are accepted as pure devotional service. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Verse 23. Sravanam kirtanam, hearing and chanting, are especially important. By hearing from her husband about the greatness of Lord Vasudev, Devayani certainly became convinced and surrendered herself unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. This is knowledge. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavam maam prapadyante. Surrender to Vasudev is a result of hearing about him for many, many births. As soon as one surrenders unto Vasudev, one is liberated immediately. Because of her association with her great husband, Maharaj Yati, Devayani became purified, adopted the means of Bhakti Jog, and thus became liberated. Thus in the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 9th canto, 19th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled King Yati Achieves Liberation. Namastubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedase Sarvabhutadi Vasaya Shantaya Brihate Nama. O Lord Vasudev, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are the creator of the entire cosmic manifestation. You live as the super soul in everyone's heart and are smaller than the smallest, yet you are greater than the greatest and are all-pervading. You appear completely silent, having nothing to do, but this is due to your all-pervading nature and your fullness in all opulences. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Adadanastra Nandantai Ridham Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Pancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance with my eyes closed shut, but my spiritual masters opened my eyes with the torchlight of transcendental knowledge. Therefore, I offer my humble obeisances at his lotus feet. So here we have very wonderful prayer. Namastubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedase Sarvabhuta Divasaya Shantaya Brihate Nama. Sometimes I wonder what it will be like if we actually come face to face with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We should offer some prayers, but most likely we'll be too shocked, just like Dhruva Maharaj. As soon as he opened his eyes, he couldn't see the Lord within his heart. Then he opened his eyes, saw the Lord there. So he was just 5 years old. He didn't know what to pray. Even we're 7 years old, we still have no idea what to pray if we actually saw the Lord directly face to face. So the Lord put his conch shell on his head. Then he offered so many beautiful prayers by mercy of the Lord. So this is a very beautiful prayer. Namastubhyam Bhagavate. Oh, you are the Bhagavate means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudevaya, you're all pervading. Vedasi, you're the creator of everything. Sarvabhuta Divasa, you live in everyone's heart as a super soul. And Prabhupada extends a very long translation of this simple word. Vashi is not so simple, pretty long word. He says, you are the super soul in everyone's heart and are smaller than the smallest. We can also take it as that. Yet, you are greater than the greatest. So this is, by our tiny brain, not comprehensible. If something's very small that is smaller than the atom, then how could it be greater than something that's greater than the greatest? But this means God. God means he's beyond our tiny mental powers to understand. Therefore, another name of the Lord, Adhokshita, beyond our reasoning power, beyond our senses. But God is where all these contradictions can possibly meet. He's greater than the greatest and he's smaller than the smallest. And all pervading. Shantaya, you appear to be Shanti, very peaceful. Here it is translated as unmoving. Especially the materialists are unable to see the Lord behind this whole gigantic cosmic manifestation. He appears silent. But everything is going on by his will. We don't perceive his hand, except the devotees perceive his hand. The materialists, they think it is all going on by chance. Everything has come into existence. The Prabhupada said, this is due to your all-pervading nature. He's pervading everything, so whatever is going on is going on by the will of the Lord. Therefore, although we're very in a very difficult time, we should understand that it is under Krishna's control and Krishna has got his plan. So we should just surrender to that plan. Accept that we're stuck here, we can't go anywhere, and just try to use the opportunity to study more about Krishna, to hear more about Krishna. Because this is actually the first point that Prabhupada makes. Devayani became self-reliant by the grace of her great husband Yati by hearing from him. And then Prabhupada quotes, this is just like a couple of weeks ago, we were celebrating the appearance day of Lord Narasimhadev. And we know that this verse comes in, this is the seventh canto, So this verse comes there that Hiranyakashipu, he asked Prahlad, what is the best thing you've learned from your teachers? And Prahlad said, I haven't learned anything nice from my teacher. But I have learned Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Parasevanam Archanam Das Bandhanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmani Vedanam. The Shravana means hearing. Actually, hearing is the most important. Because we were studying the other day on appearance or disappearance of Madhavendra Puri? Appearance day of Madhavendra Puri. We were talking about Ramananda Roy. Disappearance of Ramananda Roy. So in that whole discussion, he kept presenting different ways to understand the truth. And when he finally said, Jnani prayasam mudapasya namandeva jivanti sammukaritam bhavadi vartam tani tidasrudiketam tanuvan manobir ye prayaso jito jito pasitaistri lokyam. He said, one gives up jnani prayasam. He gives up the process of jnana and karma. And what does he do? Sanmukaritam. He hears from the mouth of the devotee. And he remains in his position, whatever position, varna, ashram, whatever it is. Just like we have that nice song, Griye Tako Bani Tako Sari Hari Bole Tako. Whatever you're doing, just chant the holy name. Or here, even more important, at first you hear. Because in order to know that we should chant the holy name, first we have to hear. So Shruti Ketam, you go on, whatever, Anesita, you stay in your position, whatever you are, whatever job you're doing, you don't have to give up your job, go to the Himalayas, sit in the middle of the water, and freezing water in this winter time, and the blazing fire in the summer. No, just wherever you are, whatever you're doing, Shruti Ketam, you go on hearing. So this is the most important. And then Prabhupada said, one who's heard, the next becomes Kirtanam. Kirtanam means to chant. So once we've heard, because we've been hearing Srimad Bhagavatam throughout now most of our life, so we're always anxious to speak about the Srimad Bhagavatam. After we've heard, then we want to speak about Srimad. And we know, who was it who got reached perfection just by hearing? That was Prickett Maharaj. And Kirtanam, by speaking, that was Sukadeva Goswami. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Here very specifically he says about Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. The Mayavadis, they say you can hear about anyone or anything. Yatapat. It's one of those tongue twisters. But Srimad Bhagavatam very clearly declares Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. We should hear and chant about Vishnu or Krishna. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. So once we've heard, then we can remember the Lord. And it was our dear Prahlad Maharaj who achieved perfection simply by remembering the Lord. He was put in so many difficult circumstances. Because we're in lockdown because of this coronavirus, we're in a very difficult situation. But Prahlad Maharaj was thrown into a pit of snakes. I know people, as soon as they, of course I like snakes, but I know most people, as soon as they see a snake, so we can't imagine being thrown into a pit of venomous snakes. But he was just remembering his Lord. Smaranam. He was thrown into off the cliff. He was just remembering the Lord. He was put in, the demons tried to attack him with their weapons. He just remembered the Lord. He achieved perfection. Smaranam. Padasevanam, serving the lotus feet. So Lakshmiji, she's always there at the lotus feet of the Lord. Always, whenever we see the picture of Lord Vishnu lying on the Anantashesh, Lakshmiji is always there massaging his feet. And we get big chance for this, those who go on the Brajmanda Prakamud Lokanath Swami, Some of them get the service padasevanam of the devotees, because always we're stepping on thorn and stone and stubbing our toe. So there's a whole crew of devotees who do padasevanam. And of course we know serving the Vaishnava is even more powerful than serving the Lord himself. The Lord is told by his own mouth that of all types of worships, Radhananam Sarveshu Vishnu Radhanam Pranam. But even more powerful than that, he says, worshipping the devotees of the Lord, serving the devotees of the Lord. So Padasevanam is there. Archanam, just like Krishna Balaram Mandir is famous for its archana, worship of the deities. Who is there to achieve perfection by archanam? Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj, I almost forgot. Prithu Maharaj. Just like we see when I first came to Vrindavan. Jai Sisi Gornitai Sisi Krishna was seeking of opulent deity worship. Now we're getting darshan. Gornitai Sisi Krishna Balaram Sisi Radha Sham Sundar Lalita Pisaga. So we would go to other temples and we'd see deity room was filled with cobwebs. The cloth on the deities looked like if you went like that it would fall apart. There was no garland. Or maybe just a little flower at the base of the deities. But since Prabhupada established this Krishna Balarama, and we see whole Vrindavan, the standard came up. Now every temple is so opulent deity worship, so beautiful garlands. Even I've heard that from our Tulsi Garden, garlands are going to other temples, Goswami temples. Just so they can have nice opulent deity worship with Krishna loves Tulsi like anything. So here we have these, just like there on the I can see here Chota Gornitai, a beautiful garland of Tulsi. So till this lockdown was there, we were supplying, I think even we were supplying garlands to some of the temples, is it? Where's Govinda? We were supplying garlands to temples also? Yeah, also Radha Damodar and? Jagannath Mandir. Radharaman. So the whole process of archanam has gone up like anything since Prabhupada established this beautiful Krishna Balaram Mandir here. Archanam Vandanam, offering prayers. So I believe it was Akura when he saw he came to take Krishna to Mathura. And when he got to Nandagam, he saw Krishna's lotus footprints on the ground. He got down and began offering prayers. Like this very beautiful prayer. We should learn these things. One day we'll actually see Krishna face to face. So we'll have to have something to say. These are beautiful prayers. Vandanam. So Akura, he by simply offering prayers to the lotus feet of the Lord. Dasyam. Becoming the servant of the Lord. Just like who attained perfection was Hanuman. He's the most famous servant of the Lord. In fact, you'll see in the Kumbh Mela that all the sadhus, all their flags, always Hanuman is there. He's the patron of all the sadhus. Because he was throughout his life Naistika Brahmacharya, and he was completely dedicated 120%, every atom of his body was dedicated for the service of Lord Ram. Dasyam. Sakyam, becoming friend of the Lord. This is very elevated, but this is Arjun. Achieve perfection by being a friend of the Lord. Atma Nivedan, surrendering everything to the Lord, that was our dear Ambrish Maharaj. And part of Ambrish Maharaj's seva was done here in Madhuvan, not just down the highway here. In Madhuvan, he did his Ekadasi Vrat. Where at the end of Rasri she came. That was done here in Braj. Otherwise I've heard his capital was Hoshanga, what's now known as Hoshangabad in Madhya Pradesh, was Ambarish Maharaj's capital. But he came here to Braj to Madhuvan and performed his Ekadasi Vrat for 1 year. Atmani Vedanam, surrendering everything to the Lord. So all of these processes are capable to take us to perfection. But Chaitanya Charitamrita has a very interesting verse. Navavida Bhakti Purna Nama Hoite Haya. Navavida Bhakti Purna Nama Hoite Haya. The interview you perform, especially in Kali Yuga, you may perform all these different types of these nine processes, but they will only be complete with Nama Hoite Haya, with Nam Sankirtan. This Kirtan also, this is talking about Srimad Bhagavatam, this is also Kirtan. But here it specifically mentions Navavida Bhakti Purna Nama Hoite. You add chanting of the holy name, then all these nine processes of bhakti become perfect, especially in this Kali Yuga. Therefore we see whatever we do, we always do Nam Sankirtan. Just like we got big shock when we came to India from foreign countries. Because for us, Artik means Kirtan. Mangalarti means Sansara Dava Nalalida Lokar. Here we do Udilo Aruna Purava Bhagi. Then we do Govindam Adi Purusham. Then Rajbogarti Yaso Mati Nandana Brajubara Nagar. Then evening arti means Kiva Jayo Jaya Gora Chande. So always arti meant Kirtan to us. We would sing these nice prayers and then we do Namastan Kirtan. And we came to India, and we went into an Indian temple, and Artik started, and bam, 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 bam. We got big shock. Because for us, Artik means Kirtan. So even we do Artik, Archana, we do Kirtan. We're always doing Nam Sankirtan. We're lucky here in Vrindavan, 24 hours Nam Sankirtan is going on. Even for marriage ceremony, we do kirtan. ISKCON marriage ceremonies are very simple. Otherwise, in India, they take days and days. That's why we see Indian marriages, they last. So once you've been through that, I'm not going through again. But ISKCON is just swaha, haribol, and mahaprasadi gopinde. So for everything we add, every single part of our life we add Nam Sankirtan. We do any festival, there's Nam Sankirtan. So Navavida Bhakti Purna Nama Hoite Hai. So this, especially Nam Sankirtan, is even more powerful than just this ordinary kirtan that is mentioned here. So Navavida Bhakti Purna Nama Hoite. We have to add this Nam Sankirtan with all of our activities. And what will be the result of these things? One surrenders unto Vasudeva. Vasudevaya. One surrenders unto Vasudeva. What does Prabhupada say? By hearing from her husband of the greatness of Vasudeva, Devayani certainly became convinced and surrendered herself unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is knowledge. And then he quotes our favorite verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Bahunam janmanamante gyanavam mahaprapadyante vasudev sarvamiti sa mahatma sudralabha. Bahunam means many. Janmanam, we know janmasthami, janmanam means birth. Bahunam janmanam ante, after many births and deaths. After many, many births, then one is Gyanavan, one who's actually wise, then he Bahunam Janmananti Gyanam Mam Prapadyante. He surrenders unto me. Why? Vasudev Sarvami. Oh, Lord Vasudev, he's everything. He's my everything. He's my life of my life. This is only achieved after many, many lifetimes, so we can just understand the wonderful potency in Srila Prabhupada's books. Just by studying Srila Prabhupada's one tiny lifetime, one piece of a tiny, with most of our lifetime we spent in the grossest type of sense gratification, but one tiny piece of our lifetime we've understood the purpose of life. Something that takes many, many lifetimes. Prabhupada's books are so powerful, he's achieving this. Just like Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita, what is that? Manushyanam sahasri, that many thousands among men. One may endeavor for perfection. It's like we see hardly anybody's interested. We go on book division, everybody's saying, no, no, no. Get out of here, get a job. Then suddenly we meet someone, oh, Bhagavad Gita, I heard about this book. Please give me, you got a copy of it? I'll take it. One very rare soul is interested. And Krishna says, even of those, very rarely one knows me in truth. So this is the power of Prabhupada's book, Samahatma Sudurlabha. Dur love. Love means to achieve, and dur means far. It's very far away from, very difficult to achieve, matlab. Very difficult to achieve. Very difficult to find out such a soul. But Prabhupada, by his great potency and by his wonderful books, he's creating so many such Mahatmas who understand the purpose of life. Reading Prabhupada's books, you skip over so many lifetimes. You immediately come to the point that practically every paragraph, Prabhupada says, you must surrender to Krishna. You must surrender to Krishna. Why are you wasting your life in this sense gratification? This human form of life is meant. Now you can get out of this whole cycle of birth and death. Why are you wasted in sense gratification? So we're learning all these things from Srila Prabhupada's books. So therefore it says, because the association of a great husband, because he was hearing and talking about Krishna, she was a simple woman, immediately she understood the purpose of life by hearing from her husband. So the same way for us, we're not very simple, we're very complicated and very degraded, but somehow or other, by hearing from Srila Prabhupada's books, from hearing them from the mouths of the devotees, gradually we're becoming purified such that we can understand what is the purpose of life. So this is, thus we become liberated. Devyani became purified, adopted the means of bhakti yoga, and became liberated. So this is our position, that we want to take up this, we're dedicated to this process of bhakti, love and devotion. Because after all, just how much Lord will be satisfied by your yogic gymnastics? Just imagine you come to somebody's house, or somebody comes to visit you, and he sits down on the couch, he doesn't look at you, he doesn't talk to you, he just completely ignores you, just sitting there like this. You'll not be very impressed. But if somebody comes, he brings you nice food to eat, he sings your glories, he offers you nice songs, then you'll be very attracted. So this is most attractive way. This yoga, Prabhupada explained, just like in the school, the child is misbehaving. So in old days, I don't think they do it, I don't know what they do nowadays. But in old days, even before I was a student, they would put the student in the corner with a funny looking cap on his head called dunce cap. And the teacher would say, don't speak, don't move, don't say anything, don't do anything. So this we do to the misbehaved child. You tell him, go to the corner and just stop everything. But if some child in the class is doing very nicely and learning the lessons very nicely, then sometimes the teacher says, all right, today you be the monitor. You come and you give the class. So this yoga, that's just for stopping all your simple activities. You sit down, twisted up like a pretzel, and you, at least you've stopped all your simple activities. But nothing positive is there. It's like this Buddhism is the void. All right, at least you stopped everything. You made everything void. So you stopped everything. That's okay. But Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is the positive joy of spiritual life. It's the positive joy of spiritual life. It's like we were telling the other day, we don't say you stop hearing. No, but you stop hearing about coronavirus. You start hearing about Krishna. And you hear Krishna's holy name. And you hear the beautiful songs of the devotees about the Lord. We hear the beautiful philosophy of the Lord. The naturally the ear wants to hear something. All day long people listening to this cinema songs. But you stop that cinema song, you hear about Krishna. Hear beautiful songs about Krishna. This is bhakti. People want to see something beautiful. This is natural. The eye is always, as soon as some beautiful flower is there, immediately the eye goes, oh, just see this beautiful flower. But you come and see the beautiful form of the Lord decorated with beautiful flowers. You see the flower in relation to the Lord. That is bhakti. We don't say, stop seeing, close your eyes. You open your eyes and see the beautiful form of the Lord very wonderfully decorated. We're always amazed how wonderfully the pujaris, we bow down at their feet, how wonderfully they decorate the Lord. We bow down at the ladies who are making the garlands. Always astonishing garlands are there. So we want to see something beautiful. We see in connection with the Lord. Bhakti means to link. So we link all of our senses. We don't say don't see, but you see the form of the Lord. We don't say don't speak. We say you speak about the Lord. You sing the Lord's name. All positive. This is positive. This bhakti yoga is positive. This other process is negative. This is the positive joy of spiritual life. We don't say you stop dancing, but you stop this disco dancing, break dancing. You do this Swami step. You dance in front of the deities in ecstasy. And we don't say you stop eating, you stop tasting. Because the tongue is always busy all day long thinking what to eat, what to eat. Everywhere we go, push carts are there. We go to the Bandirban Mela, and they call it a Mela, but nothing. We think, Mela, we think some spiritual thing is going on. But we went there and we saw just all the churi wala are there, the alu tikki wala is there, ting, 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 jalebi wala is there. And nothing spiritual going on. So therefore, whenever Somavati Amavasya comes in Bandirban, we made vow that we will go there to have Harinam and distribute Angali Jalani Wali Garam Halava. Burn your finger hot Halava Prasadam. So every time there's this so-called Mela in Bandirban, we go there and we have nice Harinam for all the villagers and distribute burn your finger hot Halava Prasadam to all the villagers. So we don't say stop eating. You eat nice. You give up eating this warmed over piece of dead body. You offer nice rasgulla, sandesh, gulab jamun, paneer sabji, puri, samosa, kachuri, pakora, raita, dal. But first you offer it to the Lord. And then we don't eat prasadam, we honor prasadam. Sayanamrita pao. Because actually, we don't say Sayanamrita kao. Sayanamrita pao. We honor prasadam. So then the tongue naturally wants to eat something, but we should, just by eating. Just like we have seen, we made so many devotees just by prasadam. There was one devotee, later he even became a sannyasi, but he used to come to the Sunday feast. A devotee would sit down to preach to me, I don't want to hear your philosophy. I don't like your philosophy. I'm atheist. But give me some of that halava. Give me some more sweet rice. Don't talk. Don't talk that nonsense philosophy to me. Later he became a sannyasi. So This prasadam is so powerful. We had even practical experience. One time I was temple president of Portland, Oregon, in the northwestern corner of America. And one devotee came to help out the temple. He was a householder devotee, so he was living with his wife's grandmother while they were looking for a place to stay. And his wife's grandmother, she wasn't a particularly religious person. She wasn't atheist, but she never went to church or anything. But she did, you know, wasn't a particularly religious person. But anyway, in one part of her house, they made a little altar, and they would cook and they would offer everything on their little altar to Krishna. And they'd always make sure that Granny got some Mahaprasadam. So one day they came home, and Granny was on the phone talking to one of her old lady friends, and she was saying, "And you know, Mabel, food even tastes better when it's offered to Krishna." Food even tastes better when it's... She's just ordinary Karmi lady. Yeah? I don't know if they use that word anymore. When I was a young devotee, those who are not devotees, they're Karmis. So she was just an old, ordinary Karmi lady. But she could taste the difference somehow or other, this food being offered to Krishna. It tastes different. She became so purified. She was tasting that it was different. So, in this way, all the senses, we engage them in the service of the Lord. We don't deny anything. Even we don't say we recommend you remain brahmachari, but we don't say you have to remain brahmachari. You become married and you have children. But children who will know how to bow down before saintly person, Prabhupada said. Don't create cats and dogs. Train them how to understand. It's like we see all the children. Every day somebody posting something on Facebook, a little kid doing kirtan or offering arti. As you train them from the very beginning of their life in devotional life, in Krishna conscious life. So we don't say you don't get married. We say you get married. You don't say don't have children. Now you have children, but make sure that this is their last lifetime in this world. So this way, every sense is not stopped, but every sense is engaged, but in the service of the Lord. So this is the beauty of Bhakti Yoga. And here is described the whole nine process of engaging all the senses of the Lord. And if we follow this process in association of devotees, and study carefully Prabhupada's books, then one day we'll meet the Lord face to face, and then maybe we'll remember this prayer, Namastubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedase Sarva Bhutadi Vashaya Shandaya Brihate Nama. So we should learn these prayers so that when we do meet the Lord face to face, we'll have something to say. I'm afraid I'll just be speechless. Hare Krishna. So anybody has any questions? We'll stop here. Start a new chapter tomorrow. What is that? The dynasty of Puru. Oh, this is a famous one. Oh, Jigyasu. What was the last part?
Yeah, they want to do their material activities. Go for a job, earn money, and do other things.
We have to do our job and do other things, yes. Therefore, Isopanishad says, vidyam cha, abidyam cha. That we have to follow, our train runs on two rails. If one rail is there, finished. So our train runs on two rails. One rail is missing, the train will crash. So it says vidya, we have to follow the path of vidya, knowledge, and avidya, ignorance. We have to learn some trade or some talent that we can use in performing some sort of job to maintain our family. But simultaneously, we have to keep our spiritual life. We have to learn how to balance. These Upanishad says, vidyam cha, avidyam cha. You learn this process of vidya and avidya side by side. And if we do our job or we run our business and we give donation, just like all of out there in online, for 2 months we're not having any collection, you go to iskanvrindavan.com and make a donation. iskanvrindavan.com, make a donation, because 2 months nobody's coming, there's no donations coming. Still somehow or other Krishna Balaram service going on, so you please help us. So in this way, even your business and your job becomes yoga. Because the fruit, the whole Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's telling you, offer the fruit to me. So you do your job, but you offer some fruit to Krishna. Then it becomes yoga also. Yes. My mind may be anything, but still the process will work. Just like child, he may not know that fire burns. But that doesn't mean if I, oh, he doesn't know, I won't burn him. You put his, a child puts it, he gets burned. So it's like that. They may not know, their mind may be wandering here and there, they're taking prasadam. Eventually, they'll get burned by Krishna consciousness. Eventually, it will have its effect. I'm the perfect example. I came on Jamashtami day, and they made such a... We had the regular feast at midnight. We didn't know you're supposed to have the Kadasi breakfast at midnight and have full feast the next day. So they had full, you know, puri, paneer, sabji, sandesh, sweet rice, gulab jamuns. And I had heard their regular principles, which was completely opposite of my life, except I was a vegetarian by that time. But I thought, anyway, they keep feeding me like this, and I'll forget about all these four rules and regulations altogether. So I'm still here, but only because of prasadam. I said, you keep feeding me like this, I'll forget that drugs and sex life, all these things exist. So if there's no other question, then we'll fall down to the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who's linked the holy name to all our Navavida Bhakti. Srila Prabhupada ki.